excited by it. We think that the pharmaceutical industry is going to provide a very large market for our oil. It's a premium market. It pays a very strong price, and it also, in that industry, once you manufacture a product and license it, you also receive royalties on your product sales. So you're getting several bites of the cherry, so to speak, and being a premium market, we see that the potential for this to be almost unlimited.
Sandalwood oil has been used in a lot of perfumes, but do you see this skincare industry as the way forward?
Fine fragrance remains a core industry for us, but it doesn't have the potential scale that the dermatology and pharmaceutical industry has. So we think that the potential for these to expand not only in the US but globally is omnipresent.
Are we likely to see more of an expansion of your vertical integration business model?
Yes, Tom. Our whole business mantra is to move closer to our customers in all industries that we work in, whether it be cosmetics, body care, pharmaceutical, and this is just another extension of that. So I think you'll see continuation of that strategy, and we believe we've executed it quite well to date.
Are there any other particular international markets that you're looking at?
Oh, look, the core markets for Indian sandalwood still remain in fine fragrance, cosmetics, body care, in the wood markets in China, Southeast Asia, and in the consumer product markets of India. So one of the benefits of the industry we work in sandalwood is that we're not tied to one specific industry or one specific geography or one specific customer. That's the beauty of it, is we can shift our product into the markets which are demanding the highest price at the particular time. So we're focusing on all markets. We're particularly excited by the pharmaceutical market, but we're certainly not ignoring the strong core markets that remain.
Just looking towards the farm in Kununurra, how are things looking there at the moment?
Well, we've just completed our second harvest, Tom, so that's good to have another one of those under our belt. The primary processing centre at Kununurra is being further refined and developed. So, you know, our investment in Kununurra and Northern Australia is only going to get bigger as we go forward. Most of our development in this particular year and the next couple of years going forward will probably be in the Northern Territory. Really, the only thing that we're seeking to find more of at the moment is land that we can use and expand. So we're obviously looking forward towards stage three, and also excited by some of the developments announced by the federal government with their white paper.
Up to $5 million to explore those opportunities for Ord stage three. So you'd be quite happy about that, I imagine.
Yeah, look, I think it'll be money very well spent by the government, and I think Northern Australia's got an incredibly bright future if they can open up more country with more water.